أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والوزن يومئذ الحق، فمن ثقلت موازينه فأولئك هم المفلحون، ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم بما كانوا بآياتنا يظلمون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 8 and number 9 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقِّ. Al-Wazn refers to weighing. And here Allah Ta'ala is saying the weighing on that day, the day of Qiyamah. Al-Haqq is the truth, it is a reality, it is going to occur. What is this weighing about? Allah says, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُ. That person whose scales are heavy, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Then they are the successful ones. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ. And that person whose scales is light, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Then they are the ones who have lost themselves, بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ. Because they had committed an oppression, and that is denying our verses, our signs. Here Allah Ta'ala speaks about al-wazan, and wazan refers in actual fact to the weighing of the deeds of insan, of Bani Adam. Hence here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the reality of our deeds. In the hadith, Sayyiduna Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained this wazan, this mizan. Mizan, the scale in itself, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the scale will be so huge, it will be so large, that it will be able to encompass and take within it the earth and the skies. In other words, a very huge and a very large scale. Always the question would appear, or the question would come to our minds, that how is it possible that deeds could be weighed? Now when we try to understand all of this, we must realize and understand the Qudrat, the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. A person may say Subhanallah, and now that Subhanallah has been said, it is not said and done and gone, but that Subhanallah is taken and it is preserved by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant each and every one of our deeds, whether it is the equivalence of a mustard seed, all of it is preserved by Allah Ta'ala, good or bad. And then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give it form, Allah will give it shape, it will become something that is tangible, and then that will be put into the scales. Now one very, very important aspect with regards to this entire concept of wazan, Allah Ta'ala did not say al-adad. Adad means to count. Allah Ta'ala does not count the deeds of insan. Rather, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will weigh it. And what brings weight to the deed is our ikhlas, our sincerity, doing things for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Now when we look at the hadith, we will find that there are many different aspects that have been described with regards to the actual tangibility of our deeds, that the deed becomes something that is concrete, something that is not abstract. We find in one hadith, a very famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is known in the terminology of the muhaddithin, the hadith of bitaqa. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person will be brought on the day of Qiyamah, and that person will have 99 records. 99 records of his deeds, what we generally call Nama-i Amal. Nama-i Amal actually is a Farsi phrase for referring to the books of deeds or the register of our deeds. So 99 of it, and each one of it will be such that only the ill deeds of the person would be there. In other words, a person that had committed so much of evil, and then each one of them will be as long as the eye can see. In other words, a tremendous amount of ill deeds, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this person would have practiced. Then those Nama-i Amal, those registers of deeds, the 99 will be put in the pan on the scale, on the evil side, and this person would think in his heart that he is absolutely doomed. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, through His justice and Allah Ta'ala through His kindness, will ask the person that, do you see this one small piece of paper? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts that small piece of paper. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this person would think in his heart, those 99 books of records, so long, so mighty, so many, and this one small piece of paper, how is it going to make a difference? And it will make the difference. It will tip the scale. That small little piece of paper will be heavier than the 99 books of deeds. And in this paper, what would be written? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That once this person took the shahadat, he took it and he recited it with ikhlas and sincerity. And that in itself will become the actual factor by way of this person's najat and success in the hereafter. So that is on the one aspect, and corroborating with this hadith, the hadith that comes in some kitabs of hadith with regards to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, at the time when he was leaving this world, he called his sons all together and he advised them and he said to them that if this kalima, la ilaha illallah, just la ilaha illallah, is on one pan on the scale, and this whole world and whatever it contains is on the other pan, then la ilaha illallah will outweigh all of it. So we find that insofar as our iman is concerned, it is the most weightiest, and it will carry the most weight in the scales of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, there are other deeds that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has expressed and explained to us that will also be tangible and will also have weight, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh it. So here Allah ta'ala calls us to understand and realize that it is about our deeds, and those deeds need to be with ikhlas and sincerity. That person whose good deeds are heavy, they will have falah, they will be muflihun, successful. That person whose good deeds are light, then Allah ta'ala says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, they are those who have lost themselves, بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَظْلِمُونَ, because they had made zulm, in other words, they had sinned and they had denied our signs, and that is our verses, the verses of the Qur'an. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.